Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Paranormal Sunday. Join us on Sundays at 10:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And now, here's your host, Brad Ray.
Hey, everybody. It's Brad Ray back again on Paranormal Sunday. Sorry that I took a long hiatus, but I just had some stuff I had to take care of. So anyway, I'm back tonight, and probably, hopefully, for a while, I'll have my guest co-host Wendy Adams helping me, and she's also the one that did the intro. So thanks, Wendy, for doing that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay, let's just since this is just a 30-minute show, let's just jump right in. What have you been up to since you're the guest on the show?
Wow, actually, it's been a really long time since we've even done the show together. There are so many, many things. I'm still hosting Inner Circle on lightwavesradio.com on Sundays, and I do that at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In addition to that, I have a couple of co-hosts that I work with. I work with Rob Freeman and Beverly McGovern there. I've done a few of, I actually did a radio show in England for a few months, and then I did a couple of TV, internet radio shows, and I'm still doing reading, being a healer and a psychic medium, and doing readings, and guests can schedule readings with me on lightwavesradio.com, and usually they'll make a donation. They'll help keep the station running, and I'll do a reading for them. So if anyone is interested in doing that, just send me an email.
I don't know if we got any. If we have any listeners out there right now, but if you want a reading, it's 713-955-0694 to call in for the guest line. So if you will call in, and you can ask Wendy a question or ask me a question. I'm going to help her tonight, so hopefully I can answer your question too. But you were telling me about a special project that you're working on. It's not paranormal, but it seems like it's very important, and it's very important to you. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'd love to. You'll actually be hearing, more about what I'm working on with the next couple of weeks. It hasn't been rolled out yet, but I'm working with a couple of friends, and it's on a project, so I'm doing some writing to help them out with the website that they're working on building. And within the next couple of weeks or so, I'm also going to be doing some healing and meditation CDs to help with this site, to help promote it, and to also help heal and make a difference to people out there. So I'm looking forward to that project. And absolutely, anything that's helping people out there is something very near and dear to my heart. So I'm excited and looking forward to all the people that we're going to reach and the difference that we're going to make.
Yeah, I think, everybody, always talked about, why don't we help each other? I mean, why don't we help the ones here first before you help anybody else? I think my take on that is, we're all connected. We're all connected on this planet. No matter what country you're in, you have these people that are trying to divide us through politics and religion and all this kind of thing. And this is, can bring us all together and try to, help us fight hunger and all the problems that we have in the world. It's not just us. It's everybody. Everybody needs to help. Do this kind of thing and make the world a better place. Because if we don't, then our kids are not. Our kids and then later our grandkids aren't going to have a place to. It's not going to be very much of a nice place. So it's good that if people pitch in and do like you're doing and help try to make the world a better place. But tell everybody. Tell everybody, like, some of the listeners may be new, so tell them a little bit more about Lightwaves Radio. What is it about? What do you talk about on Lightwaves Radio? Some of the topics.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about pretty much everything out there, to be honest, everything that's going to make a difference, every kind of topic that we feel is urgent and important. Many of the truth-seeking topics we cover, we also cover a more spiritual side of things where I actually relay some of the messages that I receive from the other side. Many of you that have heard me before know that I've had a lot of near-death experiences, so I share a lot of those with the listeners. And I'm still in contact with light beings on the other side. So I also pass on messages that I receive and kind of let people know what I feel is going on. I'll do prediction shows as well. Sometimes we'll actually do some live readings on air. A little bit of everything, really. Any kind of topic out there. Pretty much anything goes as long as we feel it's going to make a difference to the bigger picture. And I definitely can't agree with you anymore on what you're saying about all of us coming together and helping each other, because that is the key. It's so important. There's so many people out there who are awakened and aware of what's going on out there, yet they don't do anything about it. And I've got to say, you know, all the research in the world doesn't make a damn bit of difference if you don't actually implement something and make a change and
right.
try to better what's going on.
Well, you brought up near death experiences. Tell about your little experience you were telling me about that I didn't even know about. With the lightning?
The lightning one, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, I've shared with even some of your listeners a couple of years ago when I was back on that, and actually we do have a caller calling in. Do you want me to continue or do you want me to bring the caller on?
Go ahead and finish the story, then we'll take the call.
Okay. Caller, we'll be right with you. So what actually happened is I was driving my son to school, and here in Arizona we have the monsoons, and just flash floods, you know, rain will come with thunder and lightning and everything. And what I was doing is on the way to school, I was stopping at the grocery store real quick to grab a couple of things, and there was a lot of water on the road. There was, you know, like almost a foot of water that we were kind of driving in. And right when we got to the store and we got out, there was a lot of thunder and lightning happening, and I could just feel the charge and the energy from it. And so I was kind of rushing in the store. And as we're walking out back to the car, he's pushing the shopping cart ahead of me, and like everything in me just knew, like lightning was coming. It was going to hit him. And so I screamed to him to run, and I could see, like, he wasn't going to get out of the way in time. Right as his heels were up in the air, I could see the flash of lightning coming down. So I lunged forward to kind of push him out of the way, and that's when it hit me in the back of the neck. And then I just started shaking, like, uncontrollably. And then there was, like, this metallic taste in my mouth. And I just literally felt like a switch inside me was shutting off. And at that very moment, that's when Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, saved me, because I could feel, like, an embrace, and I could feel like I was being held. And I looked up and saw the most incredible face ever. And that's when I just said, Gabriel, I knew that it was him, and I knew that, you know, it was going to be okay. All of a sudden, I could breathe again, and you know, I had abilities before, so after the lightning, things just kind of got really turbocharged. And we have a couple of callers. Do you want me to go ahead and bring one of them on here?
Yes, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and unmute them, or unmute the first
one. The first one, okay. Hi, you're live on the air.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi. What's your question?
Hi. Do I have to have a question? And Brad,
well,
good evening.
If you got a question or a comment, either one.
Well, actually, I wouldn't have had a question had I not experienced the weekend that I had, and so I guess my question would be if y'all experienced what we experienced here in Arizona, and that was a very intense emotional weekend. Just seemed like everybody that I was around could not breathe. If maybe that was experienced everywhere. Very emotional life.
Yeah, it was definitely very emotional for a lot of people. And one of the things that that was communicated to me that was actually occurring is, well, actually a couple of things. With all the energy that was coming in with the new moon, with the equinox, it was just so much energy coming in. And we're actually going to be experiencing a great deal of healing. So a lot of people that I came in contact with were kind of hearing from people they hadn't heard from for a long time. A lot of them were talking things out and kind of getting a bit of a closure. So it's like a real healing going on. In addition to that, on the other side, I was told that quite a few walk-ins actually happened with this new moon.
Very intense moon for sure.
Definitely.
And your story was very beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Caller, can I ask your name, please?
That, my name is Sherry.
Oh, Sherry, hey. I didn't recognize your voice.
Okay, so, Brad, I don't know how many callers that you do have in queue, but would you like me to just ask a general question, or should we just stick with the subject of the new moon, or...
I think you probably got some questions that you're probably wondering about. I know there's some financial questions, and if you're going to get out of your situation, I know your situation is kind of a rough one right now, financially and everything, and there's some stuff going on. I know that from us talking and stuff. So go ahead and. I mean, I see everything kind of getting better for you, actually. I see things getting better with you and your guy that you're with, and I see him being a good guy, and I see y'all sticking it out for a while, and I see good things there, and a possible move maybe, I don't know.
That would be interesting, because right now I'm just like in a void, and it's the first time, I'm 51, and this is the first time since a very young age that I haven't been able to see, can you say, past the nose of my face. I usually have insight and I'm an empath. I'm really kind of stuck in my past or in a void. I don't have as much, my intuition level went down, I want to say,
right.
And so didn't just about everything. I've never been quite so paused. That's how I can say it. The only way I can say it. I'm
okay.
Just on pause mode.
What do you get?
Well, what I'm getting is that the key is to actually kind of letting go. I'm seeing like the same patterns that you keep repeating, and that's why like things haven't changed, because you're doing the exact same things. And until you actually kind of change things up and kind of let go what's hindering you, the actual abilities that you have, I don't see them enhancing like they were. I see them kind of being, at this point, almost blocked a bit.
And I think from talking to you a lot, you know, lately, I kind of get the feeling that maybe you're at this point where you're going, you know, what's going to happen next? And when you do that, then you find out you've got to keep a positive attitude. You've got to visualize what you want. You've got to visualize what you want. You've got to say, this is what I want. This is what I want my life to be like. And just keep that in your head, you know, and just try to get rid of the negative stuff, because I know you got a lot of negative stuff in your life. But it's not going to last much longer. I don't think.
That would be a good thing, Brad. I must say. Like I said, I've never been quite so paused, and always very positive. I haven't really. I don't think I've ever been this negative in my life as well. So it's not
that's something to be negative about.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. You're so negative right now. You've got down in that abyss in your life that you don't know how to get out of it. And if you just start thinking positive,
and
get out of that mindset, get out of that mindset that everything's going to go wrong. you know, my life is hell, my life sucks, that kind of thing, then you'll start to see better things happen.
That would be really good if I can actually even question that, and I haven't even done that, Brad, which is very unusual for me. I don't
right.
even question the day. I used to have very big questions and very big aspirations even for the day, and I just absolutely
yeah.
do not. But to the kneecaps, I'm sunk in pause mode. It's a very
right.
very been a very interesting 6 months now. Very interesting
right.
6 months. So I will. I will take that in, absorb it, and say thank you as usual with a smile. And hope that I can project some more positive affirmations or even look more towards the positive. I will give it my best shot. And Brad, Wendy's on the phone as well, correct?
Right.
Yes,
yes.
I'm right here.
Wendy was finishing up a thought there that I didn't quite grab, and my apologies. So I'm going to allow her to finish.
Okay.
Absolutely. One of the things that I'm seeing that's hindering you is that you're doing the exact same thing. You're not actually making the changes. You're literally just repeating the same pattern. So I do agree that if you were to, you know, to make an effort on changing things, it is definitely going to change, and I do see things getting for the better. As far as the negative stuff, I don't feel like you're negative at all. I feel like, unfortunately, there's some negative energy within some of the people you're closest to, and that affects you being empathic, because I know that I'm empathic as well, and even our loved ones, those closest to us, can affect us without even meaning to. And I just really feel like if you were to protect yourself a little bit more, the energies that's negative from the people that are closest to you wouldn't affect you, and you would be seeing things differently as well.
Completely agreed, and I'm very, very grateful to you both. Thank you, Wendy, again, for your story and the advice, and you as well, Brad. I'm very pleased to your show back up. Thank you both.
Yeah, me too. But
thank
hey,
you
Sherry,
so
if you need
for calling
me,
in.
Sherry, if you need me, call me. You know my number, so just call me anytime.
Thank you, Brad, and thank you, Wendy. It was a pleasure to have met you.
You too. Thank you. Okay, and now we have another caller that's been waiting for about 9 minutes. Let me get this one on here. Is that okay with you, Brad?
Yeah,
okay.
What's the area code?
Area code 928.
Oh, okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi. How are you doing this evening?
Doing great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
You have a question?
I'd like to know how things are going to turn out. You know, I'm 54 years old. Just moved to Bullhead. Don't know what's going to take place here.
Can I have your name, please?
I'm Tom.
Oh, okay. I've heard a lot about you. Good to meet you. Good to finally meet you.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about you too, Brad.
Yeah. I was just telling Sherry, I see you two getting together. I see you two having something, you know. And I think that's what she wants too. I kind of get that. She talks like you're a good man, and that you know that you can, you know that you try to understand her. Her abilities and all this kind of thing, and I see that definitely going to happen. I just don't know. I just don't know for how long though.
Yeah. Yeah, I worry about her and her daughter. You know, we've been going
right.
through some rough times.
Wendy, what do you get? You get anything?
Well, I'm definitely getting a lot. And you said you want to know how things are going to turn out. Were you referring to relationship-wise?
Well, I know our relationships work.
Right. Because I feel like there's more that you want to know how it's going to turn out than just, you know,
right.
a relationship. And yeah. Okay. Because I definitely see changes with you. Financially, I see things actually improving for you.
Yeah.
And I do see a move for you. I feel like the relationship they kind of already given.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like things have been really hard for quite a while. And instead of just kind of accepting, I feel like they're kind of taking charge this year. And this is great because you're initiating what you want to happen into your life, kind of manifesting what you need to have. And, you know, I have to congratulate you for that because you're responsible for bringing forth and creating your own reality and bringing into it what you want. And I do see things within 6 months being much better than they are, very much better than they are today.
Yeah.
Was there something more specific that we're not hitting on for you that you're looking for, Tom?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Appreciate your everything.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Tom.
Yep. Brad, it's funny. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, same here.
Thank you. Have an amazing evening.
Well, you too.
Okay, when do we have any more callers?
Not at the moment. We do not.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit more about your experiences and about some of the things that you've experienced that maybe that they the people that are new may not have heard from the other shows.
Okay. Let's see. Well, as you know, and I got to apologize. There's actually a cat up there. He's not our cat, but he's outside there crying. So if you're hearing that, I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
It's like really loud. So, okay. Well, as you know, like I was born with abilities. I think I've shared this with some of the listeners once before on your show. And
right.
I kind of figured that out at a really early age. It was when I was a year and a half when my parents brought home my baby sister, and I could just tell that there was something wrong with her. And I just remember, you know, saying to her, to my parents, but take her back, she don't work right. I mean, I'm only a year and a half. I didn't understand why she didn't work right or what was wrong. I just knew that from looking at her, I could tell the way that I saw her. I saw, like, in the stomach here, I remember it didn't look right to me. And come to find out, she actually had Hirschsprung's disease and needed an emergency colostomy, and they found it out a short time after that. And I've always been able to kind of, you know, take a look at people and kind of tell, you know, what's going on or have an idea or a feeling about it. And then when I was in the first grade, that's when I shared the last time again. So if I'm repeating it, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That one of my classmates actually was my best friend and she died. And when I came into school the following Monday, our teacher told us that she's gone. She's gone to be with God. She won't be here anymore. And she's sitting at her desk talking to me, and that's when I realized that I was different in that way as well. So I've always had these gifts and abilities for all my life. There's so many, many experiences that, like, every day is an experience when you have abilities like this. And it can be really hard because being empathic, like Sherry, the caller earlier, was sharing on, and that can be a challenge
right.
in itself because any kind
definitely.
Of energy that you come in contact with affects you.
How much time do we have?
We have about 6 minutes, Brad.
Okay, all right. Have we got another caller?
Not yet, we don't, no.
No, okay. Okay, somebody just messaged me, said there was somebody calling in. But anyway, I know what you're talking about you know, being the impact, you know, being an empath, because I'm an empath, too. And, it's kind of rough because, you know, feeling other people's emotions, you know, and when you're trying to deal with your own stuff, too, that's the bad, you know, the bad part about it. How about since we've got maybe 6 minutes and there's nobody calling, how about giving me a general reading real quick?
It looks like actually we do have a caller, I believe, that just got on here.
Okay.
Do you want me to bring the caller on?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I just got a message saying something that that they were calling in. Okay. So go ahead.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
Hello. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, good.
I hear you great.
My name's Christy. And I'm actually just calling to see if you guys can pick up anything on my relationship that I'm in.
Yeah, I know you don't like to hear it, but it's not going to work. It ain't going to work out.
Uh-huh. Okay. If that's the only answer, then how about what you pick up on my brand new bundle of joy here for?
Oh, yeah. I think he's, you know, I don't think you're going to have any problem with him. I think he's going to be just a healthy baby. He looks healthy to me.
Yeah?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Oh, and should I change the last name back over?
Well, that's,
I need
that's
to know,
to
like, no, it's a feeling for what if something happens in the future. I'm just needing like a gut feeling, like if it's going to be my in my best interest, actually.
I see, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely,
oh.
Strongly feel
yeah.
that you should.
Right.
Okay, perfect. So that's what I was already planning to do, and I'm glad that I didn't hear you before, so I don't know your name, the female.
Oh, my name's Wendy.
Hi. Yeah, I was
Hi.
I was wondering if it was just a reading with Brad. Sorry, it's my little one in the background. careful.
No, if you want me to give some feedback, I'd be happy to.
No, that's perfect. I actually, how about this? Yeah, you know what? If you could pick up anything on my little girl, Iridessa, that would be amazing. What do you mean? Oh, okay, I can do that. Fine. Mom's like, dude, something about you.
Hi.
Okay, how about me and my health?
Hi.
All right, my question is issues with my health.
Your question is if you have an issue with your health?
No, I'm...
She does have an issue with her health. She's wanting to know about it. She's wanting to know...
Okay, actually, I think we lost her on here because it's not on here. Sorry about that. I'm not sure.
Well, maybe she's still listening. So, Chris does have an issue with her health. I forget what it is exactly, but, yeah, she's told me her mom's told me about it. Sherry's her mom, and so she's told me about it, and Chris has kind of told me about it, but I forget what it is. Do you see it? What do you see with it?
Well, she definitely has a health issue. I don't see at this point. I don't feel like it's affecting a lot of her. I feel like it is going to unfortunately get a bit worse. Yes.
Uh-huh.
But right now, I feel like it's been something that she's having to have dealt with for quite a while, and she's kind of worked out how it works for her.
Okay. I just got the little voice, the little woman in my head saying 90 seconds. So I'm just going to go ahead and just end the show and say thanks for everybody that called in. And thanks, Wendy, for helping me out. Maybe we can, if you're available next Sunday and I'm available, my work schedule works out, maybe we can do this again Sunday. We just do readings. Would that work?
I'll have to let you know on that for sure, but if I can, I will. But definitely, I was happy to be back on here. You know, I've been telling you for a while that I really felt like you should be back on here. I feel like this is the place for you. So I'm excited that you're back doing it.
Yeah, me too. I missed it. But anyway, guys, thanks for everybody that called in. Thanks if we had any listeners. That's it.
Okay, have an amazing evening, everyone.